call, and we're going to stay with possible employment opportunities for a few moments, because high-tech companies, while they might be the future of the Irish economy, many Irish tech companies are finding it hard to get funding. The Irish Technology Leadership Group has been bringing Silicon Valley investors to Ireland for the past 4 years to match their money to Irish companies with bright ideas. Colman O'Sullivan went along to the fourth annual Silicon Valley Comes to Ireland event, which this year was held in Dublin.
The Helix and GCU hosted this year's event. There's no shortage of Irish entrepreneurs with bright ideas all looking for investors. For three university technology companies, the University Challenge event offered a prize which included funding of up to €100,000.
My name is Lisa O'Donoghue and I'm CEO of ALR Innovations. ALR is a company specialising in a recycling technology that can recycle LCD displays.
Hi, I'm Philip Perry from Pilot Photonics. We're working in optical networking and we're trying to unblock the core of the internet. We have patented technology that will allow us to put 13 times more data down each of the existing fibres.
My name is Joe O'Keefe and I represent Infinilead, a spin-out from Tyndall at the University of Cork. Our technology is a new type of light-emitting diode that can expand the battery life of your mobile phone or other devices that use LEDs by four times.
All of the companies had the chance to pitch their big ideas to investors flown in from the US.
Hi, I'm Rich Moran and I'm with Irish Technology Capital, a venture capital firm in San Jose. I like to look at what I call a glimmer of greatness. Sometimes a company has a glimmer, but it's not going to be great. And so what we look for is that glimmer for something that's going to be a big idea.
For the Irish entrepreneurs, chances to meet sympathetic investors are all too rare. Dave Malone is CEO of CashIQ, which sells business intelligence software.
I find that when we're talking to potential investors here, it's like deer with headlights. It's just, they just don't get it. Whereas in the US, they take a punt.
Conor McCormack of MCore Technologies has already secured some funding to develop their 3D printer. He says Irish investors don't want to know about manufacturing.
And a lot of people that we're talking to had experience investing in property and they had a basic mechanics of how they were going to get the money back in X amount of time. And it just doesn't work like that in manufacturing. And it was kind of knocking on, you know, knocking your head against the wall. You couldn't really get through to them that this is quite different. For us, I can only speak for manufacturing, and is that maybe there isn't a huge amount of manufacturing, pure manufacturing going on in Ireland as much as there should be.
Silicon Valley venture capitalists may be more sympathetic, but they are getting pitches from all over the world. Rich Moran says the Irish need to be more aggressive about selling their ideas.
Sometimes the Irish entrepreneur needs to get a little bit more gumption and ask for more and be a lot more aggressive about their idea. But I think that has changed in just the few years that I've been coming back to do this. But I think most American investors in general are naive about the possibilities of investing in companies in Ireland.
While the Irish Technology Leadership Group brings Silicon Valley to Ireland once a year, it also operates the Irish Innovation Centre in Silicon Valley, a base for Irish companies hoping to do business there. Barry O'Sullivan, Senior Vice President with Cisco Technologies and a member of the ITLG, says to make the big time, you have to be in the States.
We have over 20 companies in there now, so that's some concrete results that came out of the last family. And I don't think it would have happened without the last family.
Back in the Helix, the winners of the University Challenge event and €100,000 in funding were...
And the winner is... Infinilead, Joe O'Keefe.
For a new, more efficient LED which could extend mobile phone battery life by four times.
Which sounds like a mighty idea, Colman O'Sullivan.